Before we begin the show, I wanted to let you know that Andrew and I are both going to be doing some traveling next week, and we're going to be taking the week off. We'll be back the first week of July, and with that, let's get on to the podcast.
Thanks, Tyler, and I'm your host, Andrew. Welcome to your weekly foot fix. Tyler, to kick things off, what are you drinking?
I am drinking the best beer in America. It is called Pliny the Elder. This is an award-winning beer. I'm not the only one who has bestowed it that award. Some very fancy beer drinking administration has also claimed it to be the best beer in America, but it's by Russian River Brewing. Russian River Brewing is in, I think, Petaluma, somewhere in Sonoma County, California, north of San Francisco. Andrew, how about yourself? What are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a bourbon on the rocks that my wife bought me today for Father's Day. It is Wathen Single Barrel, personally selected. It's a Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey, is how it's labeled. It's pretty good. Is it like the best bourbon I've ever drank in my life? Nah, but is it pretty good? Yeah, it's like 94 proof, so it's pretty strong, which is hence, I mean, I always drink things on the rocks, but this is definitely probably needs to be on the rocks because it's pretty strong, but it's pretty damn good. Definitely worth drinking after celebrating a Hawks win in game seven. We are recording this at 11:30 my time because I just watched a 3-hour marathon that killed me. It was basically a rock fight. And I'm exhausted and feel great and so happy because I'm gonna have to do this for a whole nother week.
Well, cheers to the Hawks.
Cheers.
Congrats. Happy Father's Day.
Thanks, buddy.
Andrew, something crazy happened over the weekend. I feel like we should really start off and talk about preview packs. Like, explain, like, what's going on? What's your take? How do you feel about the preview situation that's happening right now on the FIFA store?
Yeah, so if you're listening to a FIFA podcast, you don't need to explain to you what these preview packs are. So we're not going to do that. But we are as shocked as anyone else, everybody else, about what EA is doing here. It's pretty incredible. I also think it's both brilliant and scummy. I love it. I just personally love it, but I think it's wreaking havoc on everything, the market. This is I think the one thing that maybe not everyone does know is that it's actually only around for a limited time. It's supposedly only around for Festival of Football. So they're clearly doing this as a trial balloon. There's been a lot of debates on Twitter about kind of what this is, what's going on. Foot coaching and I got into some debates with some other people. We're both on the same page, actually. So that's John Van Uden, great foot coaching founder, head host of the Foot and Review podcast. I'm sure all you guys know that. And if you don't, you should be getting coaching tips from him. I don't say that enough, but he is the best coach out there. So you should do that. But we were talking to some people, on Twitter over the weekend about, oh, they think this is still gambling. It's just fucking not gambling, right? Like
It's the exact opposite of gambling.
it's like if you tell me exactly what I'm gonna get before I purchase things, that's not get that's just that's a purchase, right? Like that's a supply. That's just going to a convenience store, and I know I pay $5 to get a Snickers bar. That's an insane thing. We should probably cut, but I think you're gonna leave it in
Of
because,
course.
but. That explains how long it's been, COVID has fucked up everything and
Our
we're right now.
listeners are all in Europe and across the world. None of them know the
Oh.
value of a dollar anyway. So $5 might be the going rate as far as they know.
I even know what a Snickers bar is? But no, I mean just you go into a store and you pay a value for something and you get that thing, which is essentially now what FIFA EA is doing. And is it going? I don't know. Let's start with this. I've want to know what you think. Is this going to increase FIFA point sales? Is it going to decrease them? That certainly has to be part of what's in EA's mind is that they're going to, not lose FIFA point sales in the long term here.
Yeah, I mean, their objective is certainly always to increase FIFA point sales. So everything they do is with the intention of either driving more FIFA point sales today, tomorrow, the future, next year, whatever. And it could totally be this is just a test. Like, this is a cool idea, something interesting. It might totally work, but I guarantee they're looking at data to understand what this is actually doing. And they'll be the only ones to know whether it's working or not. I think the answer will come if we see this happen again in future iterations of FIFA. What we will know for sure is that, yes, it does lead to more FIFA point sales. If they end up cutting it, then no, for sure, it doesn't lead to more FIFA point sales. It may also be something they're interested in exploring is if they end up with any kind of legal situations where they feel like this might help them navigate around the loot box conversation. This might be like, hey, well, we actually were able to preserve a decent amount of FIFA point sales in an environment where we feel like we can still steer clear of being considered a loot box. Like that might be something that they want to learn now before they're forced into having to make a decision. I think it's super smart. Like the way that they've gone about it, I at least think is intriguing. It has led to a ton of excitement. Literally every FIFA player I know is going in every hour for the first 3 hours on new content drop, checking the new promo packs that come out and doing the preview to see if there's anything that's enticing to come out there. I personally have 3 different accounts and for the longest time, none of them had anything that were worthwhile. Now on the 2 accounts that I don't care about, both of them, I have pulled a card that would have at least led to profit. And on both of those accounts, I'm totally broke. And it was like, oh, like this is exactly what they want you to do is so, like load up FIFA points and be able to make that purchase.
All right. So that you hit on something, right? So your main account, you haven't packed anything. I think I've packed Ferrari as the only walkout in the entire time I've been doing this.
And you're talking not the green Verratti from last week. You're talking about just gold.
Yeah, Verratti. Yeah. 86 Verratti, right? Regular old, probably 10,000 coin Verratti. I don't even know because I didn't actually do the pack. I think EA does basically dynamic pack weights for accounts. Essentially, I think we've talked about that before. I mean, you and I have certainly talked about it before. I think we've talked about it on our podcast before. And that is the one thing that scares me a little is now thinking about it is if you are out of coins and maybe not someone out of coins and out of like fodder or whatever that you can sell, is that when you're always going to get the most elite cards possible? And if you're someone like us, like I know you're not a trader, but you know how to trade, like we can go make coins at any point in time, right? So if there's a 100K pack out there, except for the most, you know, if you open it with like 15 minutes left in the lightning run, you can go make 100K if you need to.
For sure. Like you have a Coinbase. Yeah, if you have a Coinbase to start from, for sure, I would know how to get there.
Yeah, exactly. But man, that's the one thing that scares me is that what EA is going to do is every like 15-year-old's account who doesn't know how to trade and who spends every last coin into their squad, are they going to be the ones who get all the pack luck? Maybe. We'll have to see. So now I've just talked myself into being a little hesitant, but I still like this. I personally, it's going to be great. You know, eventually I think we're going to hit some major things. And quite frankly, if there was a reason that I needed to buy FIFA points, you know, this now to me kind of makes it worthwhile, right? Like if you pack something, like, yeah, all's fair game. I think the one thing that, I mean, neither of us are FIFA points people, really, so this isn't really how we think about it. But I think at the start of the game, a lot of people load up a ton of FIFA points and, you know, open up like 50 7.5K packs. This isn't really going to stop that or change that because you're not going to wait around to see if your 7.5K pack gives you something good because you got to wait around 24 hours to get that. Like the value of putting those coin, you know, those actual real world coins into this game is to kind of like get all that fodder at the beginning of the game. So maybe EA knows that too. Man, they're just smart. Whoever this in-house counsel is, I want to like shake their hand. They're like a genius.
I agree. I think this is the most creative thing that they've done from
ever.
Like it's really smart.
Like this is the most creative thing I can think of since Future Stars, maybe. Future Stars came out. I guess Prime Icon Moments was pretty creative too. It's shitty, but it's pretty creative. So anyway, yeah. I don't know. I think I think this is great. It's obviously destroyed the market, which is another interesting thing because if, you know, it's really two effects, right? Now, these green cards are getting packed all the time. Neymar and like gold Neymar, gold Mbappe, gold CR7 are getting packed all the time. Even icons are getting packed all the time because, you know, if there are tens of millions of users in this game, if they're all opening these preview packs, one more person a day is getting an icon moments card or whatever. So everything is crashed. That's interesting. I like the lower market.
Yeah, for sure. I think making cards more attainable is very exciting. I'm glad that the market has crashed a little bit. Like, I think we're past the stage where mass investing in cards is really that worthwhile and fun to do. You know, traders out there, feel free to hate on that comment. That's fine. Yeah, I think it's great. Like, make cards more attainable. The funny thing is, it's actually made it almost impossible to make a profit on a lot of these. You know, the 125K, the 100K packs. There's only a few handful of cards even left in the game that'll actually help you make that worthwhile and pay out. So that has been kind of a comical side effect of this, but I'm running mostly a new account. And so now everything is way cheaper and more accessible. So for me, I'm pretty excited, and it's a plus for me.
Yeah, this is awesome. Plus for me too. You know, I hope they continue this, really. I kind of am wondering if they will or not, but I hope they do. So anyways, you know, we're both pro this. It's very interesting. I think it's very brilliant. Looking forward to seeing how it goes. Kind of hope they do it to the end of the year, at least, you know, extend it past Festival of Football if they do like a Summer Heat or Footies promo. So next, Tyler, how's your week of FIFA? We've had a lot of objectives, a lot of content. What were you doing? Like, were you playing any weekend league? Were you doing some rivals? Were you doing the objective grind? What have you been up to?
Yeah, so I think I mentioned on last week's pod, right? I started a new account. I just wanted to start fresh. I'm running a June 10th Road to Glory. That was my official kickoff date of the new squad and full new account. And honestly, it's been super fun, super refreshing. I just got to that place on the old account where I was tired of chasing 5 million coins to be able to make an improvement to the squad. So it's been really fun to where every 10, 20, 30K that I end up making and bringing into this new squad actually makes huge, huge improvements. So that has been a ton of fun. Definitely objectives are a thing that I've really been a huge fan of. So all of we first had the Europe and I forget the other, whatever. We had the objective a week ago where it was like score Europe, these goals.
Europe, Asia to start. Now we have Americas and Africa as well.
Yeah. And
both
so all
SBCs and milestone objectives.
And so I've been spamming all of the objectives to get all those packs. And so just stocking my account with tons and tons of cards that I can then flush through any various SBCs that come out, any of the player picks, etc. And yeah, so I've been able to get some of the green cards, which has been fun. I mentioned last week, I think I got the Thorgan Hazard and the Turkish little striker, Yazıkay. I don't know how to say it. But then since we recorded last week, I also got the Italian PSG Verratti. Nice. Got him into the team. And then we also had I think there was like an 85 plus player pick that came out someday over the past week. And I got gold Mbappe, who I was so excited because it links to the Verratti, links to the Turkish French league striker that I have. And I was like, oh my God, like brand new account, gold Mbappe. This is awesome. And then literally the next day, some other untradeable thing came out. And who's in there? It's fucking gold Mbappe for a second time, 2 days in a row. And I was just like, oh my God, I'm going to have to put Mbappe into an SBC. Like, this is heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, but amazing. I haven't packed Mbappe since FIFA 18. So that's amazing. Verratti, also amazing to get. Did you buy him or did you pack him?
I packed him untradeable.
Awesome. And you got the upgrade today too.
Yeah, exactly. So Italy looking super strong. They've already got 3 wins. So he's going to be a +2 to a 96 whenever that upgrade happens. And then, yeah, now there's the Lucas Hernandez objective that I'm also chasing on this account as well.
Did you pack Verratti before or after Florenzi went out of packs?
I packed him, I think the day that Florenzi, that SBC was still around. And it I like contemplated, but then it was way too expensive. Like, because I'm a new account, yeah. I didn't have.
But you got Nani Mbappe. You got Nani yeah. Mbappe to throw on there.
Yeah, exactly. It was going to be too much because I think that SBC was like 400K. And then the other thing I kind of heard, I think Florenzi might be making a transfer. And so at some point, if he continues to upgrade, which would be like the reason that you'd want to do the card is you think Italy's going to go far and get these upgrades. I think he's going to move to Roma, which would actually kind of break the links that I wanted to run in my team. Like I actually need the PSG triangle. And so I don't really have regrets about not getting Florenzi. I think having Verratti is fine and I'll take my squad in other directions and that's okay with me. Andrew, yeah. How about you? What have you been up to on your squad?
Well, a lot to talk about here. I've thought about that Florenzi a lot and I really wish he had been more in the 200K range. Like a lot of those.
Totally.
I don't know. This is going back a while, but like Lazaro and Mbabu and those SBCs, like he really feels like a similar player to that. And I'm thinking about him because I really wish he could play right back for me. Cause in my 85 plus FAC, I packed Llorente. I talked about him last week as saying he's the best card in foot. So
holy shit.
Thanks, EA. Thanks. Congratulations. EA. I did a backflip. I was stunned. He's actually not expensive anymore because EA crashed the market. So he's just 600K. So I would have actually bought him by now. But he is fucking incredible. He is the best player in foot. Like I'm using him as a box-to-box midfielder, and he is dominant. I have been playing some weekend league, honestly, partly because I packed the Florente and because of a few other cards in this team two of the PTG squad that I was interested in using. So I was like, oh, I just want to kind of play. I'm currently 6-2. So, you know, nothing amazing, but let me check my stats. But Florente has been pretty off the charts.
While you're looking that up, I just want to say, in case EA are listening, I think Moments R9, Moments Eusebio are the best cards in the game. And I just want that on the record, on the podcast, because I would love to see my pack luck take a new leap. I'll take Eusebio. Moments Eusebio is good for me.
Yeah, he would be good for me too. I love Moments Eusebio. We're going to jump ahead, but diving into that, I would really love EA to give me Eden Hazard would be really nice.
Yeah. That's a random shout, but that card. Yeah. I'm thinking about buying it.
We're jumping ahead to the team, but I would really love that card. So my week of foot has been around. Like I smashed a lot of the 81 plus upgrade packs that came out. And I did some of the objectives. I actually completed all of the Europe milestone playing. I have not completed the SBCs. I completed the Asia SBCs. Nothing. Like those packs are rigged of like just complete trash in all of them. I don't even think I got a walkout from any single pack I've done in any of those. So I think that kind of leads to what we've always thought, that these milestone packs are just like watered down packs or something.
Yeah. Of still all, good four, for fodder. All four regions, my best was gold Aubameyang, which is for my shitty new account. Like, okay, he's a good sub, but that is not what you're looking for when you're getting something like 45 packs.
No, he's like a 30K card right now, right?
Totally. So
like,
yeah.
Yes. Like he's super fun. You would want to play with him. I've been playing some weekend league. I'm 6-2 right now. I think everyone in FIFA is doing what you're doing. I have seen gold Mendy and gold Varane so many times. I think at least 4, maybe 5 or 6 times, but also playing guys who are, one, their quality, right? Like they're meta spamming, like La Croqueta skill canceling, let me play 4-3-1-2 drop back and then just spam through balls type players. And then they have gold Varane, they have gold Mendy, but they also have randomly, I don't know, red KDB, red Cancelo, I've seen red Insigne several times. So it's like, oh, you're good. This is clearly your second account. And you're just like trying to restart something because you're bored with your, because you're playing such a boring ass style that you're just like looking to like beat other people. I don't know. You're just looking for something. And
I feel like you're talking to me, Andrew.
But I'm not talking to you because I know you don't play drop back, and I know you don't just like spend all the time spamming through balls, even though you did break your controller spamming through balls. I know your gameplay is not just to try to abuse the game mechanics. I think currently, I just looked it up. I think I'm currently sitting at, in my eight games, 68% possession. Like, what is that? This is boring.
That's crazy.
I'm destroying these people. I'm destroying these people, right? I'm up plus 11 in eight games, but just, it's boring.
Yeah. Are you going to play more tonight? You're going to see where you can get?
Yeah. You know, Sunday's usually the best connection. It's pretty frustrating that the connections are so terrible. The real reason I'm playing Weekend League is because I tried to play some rivals with Lorente because I just want to try him, right? I just packed this card that I think is the best card in the game. I want to try him. Rivals is so bad. Like, just the connections I'm getting are unbelievably bad. And it's like worse than Weekend League. It's also more, I mean, I guess probably because I'm not playing Division 2 and Division 1 players the whole time in Weekend League. So I'm playing guys who are like good and spamming all the meta stuff. I don't know. So I tried to play some rivals.
I had a question I wanted to ask you. You told us last week about your red Teo Hernandez. How's that guy been working out for you?
I love him. He's an elite center back. So what I did is I repurchased my team of the year, Sergio Ramos, who I sold for like 800K earlier, maybe last weekend when I wasn't playing. I repurchased him. I actually purchased him too soon because the EA just keeps crashing the market. But Teo and Ramos together. One, Ramos, he's a little difficult because he obviously isn't the most agile whatever player. So like these spam through balls to Mbappe, people sometimes get through with the glitches and whatever.
Right. And I think he's only like 83 base pace or something, which you probably boost to 93 or so, but
definitely use people a will
say, yeah.
You have to use a shadow, but then that puts his, basically all of his defensive stats, all of his physical stats, you know, his composure, hit a lot of his like reactions, all of that stuff is like 99. So he is truly elite. I love him. I will not change him out. Like, you have Lucas Hernandez. Lucas Hernandez could fit in my squad if I really wanted to make him fit. No, not going to happen. Quite frankly, I would much rather have this Ramos card, who I think is a monster. And also, one thing, we don't talk a ton about like actual gameplay because we're not the experts, and we kind of feel, I don't know. You tell me how you feel about this. I feel like part of me is like, I'm okay at FIFA, but I'm not John Olivero. I'm not John Van Uden. I'm not Boris. So I don't know, or you know, basically every other podcaster out there almost. I'm not as good as them. You know, gunning for elite every week.
We're really exceptional at some things and then really fucking bad at some other things. And so I think defensively, like controlling center backs, controlling CDMs, I'm at like the top level of doing that type of the game. And when I control a center back, I feel like I can move them into the perfect place in almost all instances, at least against the quality of player I'm playing. I'm sure if I just played against the people that you're mentioning, they would be able to skill move and dance around me and I would get crushed. But for the people that I'm playing, I am much better at defensive play. Where I really suck is offensive creativity and like moving the ball around, trying to do anything other than run in a straight line. And so I do a ton of through balls. I also really love the over the top chip type of play to get the ball in behind the defenders.
Shot or pass?
The pass. So I love
to. Oh man, I need to use that more. I was watching some videos that people do that, and I just don't ever hit that because I just don't even think about it because I feel like half the time it like goes over. Are you using that new glitchy like double tap Y over the?
No, I'm not even doing that. I'm sure that would add benefit, but I'm at the state where it's like this game's getting so near the end of the cycle that it feels dumb to try to learn a new glitchy mechanic where they're clearly going to make it not work next year. And so I don't want to learn like a new bad habit. And so I think I'm just going to stick with my simplistic kind of, lobbed pass. And anyway, I think I'm good at like a couple of things that like really serve me well and surprise some people. And I think I can talk about those things at a high enough level. And I think if you feel like you're very good at a few things, you should certainly feel free to provide some tips and some clarity there. But I definitely am like not the one that's going to be telling people like how to go do skill moves, because most of our listeners probably can do them better than me.
Yeah, I will tell you to not do skill moves, because at least for me, they never work. Like they just, the game doesn't register. But we got on this topic because I also think I'm pretty good at controlling my defenders. It's probably where I'm best at, is I personally have composure about, oh, you have a one-on-one against me with my defender, I'm going to take the ball from you, I'm not scared. But Teo and Ramos both have what I think a lot of people would tell me are fatal flaw as work rates. They're both high medium, but I actually love it because they're both like in the same spot at all at the same time. So yes, I get beat occasionally on these stupid ass through balls because I'm playing a backline of only people with high medium work rates. So it is a little annoying. I do miss top soba sometimes, but it's pretty great that they're always like in the same kind of spot. And I know people have said this before, but it's my one like little minor tip that kind of does go through year to year, is having two center backs with the same work rate is amazing. It really does make a world difference, and it's very noticeable.
That's awesome. And I love that it's just like, it's a duo that you like, literally I've never come across somebody using those two players. Like that combo is very unique. So that's kind of cool. I think that's fun. And the fact that you get it to kind of work with your Festival of Foot, what the hell is that guy's name? The Spanish best player ever.
Llorente, who's never getting upgraded because Spain sucks, apparently.
But still, that's a great card. That's a super fun squad. I think that's really cool. I'm excited for you and glad to hear that it's working out. I mean, it's cool that your red Teo worked out. I know you were a little down on the KDB pick, but at least Hernandez is there doing his business.
Man, KDB has actually been relegated to the secondary bench, not even the reserve squad, the like sitting on the far right.
That's sad.
But EA, if you want to make, if you don't like what I'm saying here and want me to have a different Real Madrid center back, I will happily take the Brazilian that you just introduced in the packs, because we got another PTG. It's pretty good. Do you think it's better than the second? I mean, better than the first version?
I have seen polar opposite opinions on this. I personally kind of liked the first squad more than the second. And I think it was just because maybe I liked the defensive players, like the Llorente card that you just mentioned. And maybe it's just because it was new. I was just so excited. And there was something fun about it. The Euros were starting. I was really hyped. And now with team two, I think it's we've seen some of the teams lose. There's like, you can already kind of start to parse apart like who's going to be good and who's not going to be good. And so that part has kind of like influenced my opinion a little bit. However, the guy you just mentioned, Eder Militao, that card looks phenomenal. Would love to have him in my team. Like what a fucking tank he is.
So he looks unbelievable. So
how do you feel about the team?
I think PTG2 is better.
Okay. Tell me why.
I think there's more value maybe in one, but first off, like Llorente is incredible and play literally any position on the pitch. Simon is playing him at center back right now. I'm contemplating playing him at fucking striker. Like, he's so good. Havertz, Griezmann, Vinicius, they look great. Acuna looks great. But this squad really doesn't look like it has a weak link. I know people are playing Morata at striker and loving him. He looks really good, even though he's never going to get an upgrade. But I think there's a lot of good cards here.
Right. Nandez looks good. Like, he's the shittiest card of the bunch, and he's
35K. 35K for a totally a freaking high-end Hullet Club card.
Wow.
That's just comical. Klosterman, the only people I've seen using him have said he's a fraud, so that's unfortunate. But just go across the board. Alexis Sanchez is 112K on Xbox. 112K for a card with 95 pace, 97 dribbling, 93 passing, and 92 shooting.
That strong links to a free objective card that they gave us last week in Eriksen. Like, that's unbelievable.
And yeah, and just links to, there's just tons of Serie A cards. And then Firmino, Pogba, Hazard, Joao Felix, shout out to myself for calling Joao Felix was going to be in the squad. Shout out to me again for saying Firmino was going to be in the squad. Very happy about those. It's not surprising, but happy they're in there.
Are those you adding any of these new guys to your team?
I start one of them at striker because I have moved to a 4-5-1. And we were actually talking before the squad came out on Thursday. I was like, I can play any striker in the world. Like, I have this icon link squad right now that I want to try out with some red cards and things like that. I just want to play around with it. So literally any striker in the world, I can play any, you know, winger that I want to play on 7 chem, I can try. I'm playing Joseph Martinez, who is 68K. I think must be only 68K because of the links, because this card is unbelievable. Like, I know he's probably not that likely to even get a single upgrade, but he doesn't need one. This card has 99s all over the place already. I just want to pause here and list these stats that he is 99, just 99 only stats. Sprint speed, positioning, finishing, shot power, agility, balance, heading accuracy, jumping.
And is that pre-Kim style?
No Kim styles.
Jesus Christ.
No Kim styles. He has 899s. I am playing him with a marksman, which puts additional 99s of reactions, ball control, dribbling, and strength. Gives him 98 penalties. It boosts him to 88 long shots. He is unbelievable. I've played 8 games in Weekend League with him. 4 of those have been rage quit, so it's not really fair because I haven't even made it out of the first half. Because again, these kids playing their little drop back meta with Gold Varane, and I don't know. I think the guy right before he played was playing O-block and goal. And guess what? Gold O-block is not good enough to stop Josef Martinez. But Josef Martinez has 5 goals and 5 assists and 8 games, and 4 of them are like half games. This card is unbelievable. Get him on your bench. If you have 68,000 coins, buy him right now. Just everybody, you on your road to glory, buy him. He is just, he is unbelievable. He's 4-star, 4-star, which, you know, but I'd rather him be 5-star, 5-star, of course. Is he good? Did I just score 2 goals with his left foot in the game? Yes. So he's good. He's awesome. Short and balanced body type's pretty good. You know, it's not like some type of clunky player. He's super agile. I just can't believe this card's 68,000 coins. It just has to be because of the links and things like that, because this is one of the best strikers in the game.
That's amazing. Yeah, I currently only have 48,000 coins, but come Thursday, I might take the Rivals coins reward, and then I'll be able to purchase them. So
you need to trade. You can make 20,000 coins tonight trading. Like,
oh, I could. That's against my print. I didn't even really delve into it, but this whole year I just decided I didn't want to invest the time in trading. And it's like, if I'm going to spend time on this game, it's going to be playing the game or talking to you and friends about it. And that was the only investment I wanted, because at the end of the day, once I get those cards, I end up being a little disappointed, because it's like, then what's the next one? And then what's the next one? It never ends.
That's valid, but we're talking about 20K here. So go play 20, go play 20 friendlies and just go score 100 goals. And like, I don't know, go get 20 extra K. This card is that good. He is so good, and it is unbelievable to me that he is under 70K. I actually sniped him at 70K and was doing backflips because he was consistently on Friday at like 90, 95, 100K. I was like, oh, probably because he's new card, he's probably going to go down. Don't care. Like, he also could explode because this card is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I'm just giggling how good he is.
That's awesome. And then he's also like, I know you're from Atlanta. He's an Atlanta MLS Atlanta legend, icon. Right? Yeah. So
yeah, Atlanta icon. Cannot believe he's still in MLS, because he's just really too good for MLS. He should be in a big 5 league. He is that good in real life too. Anyone you want to shout out from this squad? Anyone you've tried? That's the only one in Team 2 I've tried, you know.
Yeah, at this point, I have not tried anyone in Team 2. Unfortunately, the SBCs thus far that we have gotten since Team 2 has come out have been less than generous. And so there's been less availability or opportunity to really get one. In team one, we had that 81 plus player pick. I didn't save any of the, a lot of people did save them and have had a little bit more luck at hitting some of these cards. We talked about the preview pack. A lot of people have had them pop up in their preview packs. I have not, at least on the account where I am actively playing. And so haven't used anyone yet. I did do the Lucas Hernandez objective. Have got that done. He's in the squad. And I've only played a couple games, so too early to get a read really yet. But funnily enough, I pair him with Gold Varane and Gold Mendy to get him into the squad naturally.
Right? Should do. So. Like he's those cards are too good.
Yeah.
Gold Mendy is unbelievably good. Varane is generally good.
It's the funniest thing because there's like to unlock Lucas Hernandez, there's the assist with the defender to like in 12 or 13 games. Like it's obnoxious. And all I do is put Gold Mendy up at striker, you know, 83 rated Gold Mendy at striker next to Mbappe. And all he has to do is just like tap the ball over. But he is so fast. Check
too.
So,
yeah. Piece check too. So he's also very good for that.
Yeah. So I did the piece check SBC to link in Thorgan Hazard. I'm all in on Belgium for the Euros because Thorgan Hazard, I think right now is a good card. And I think he could be absolutely insane with some more of these upgrades. I think if he gets a little bit more strength, I just think he's going to become this fantastic, fantastic card. I really hope Belgium just keep destroying people. All in on them. Piszczek has been incredible. However, his stamina weirdly drains a lot. I'm using Boris's 4-1-2-1-2 tactics that you sent me a couple weeks ago. And he just bombs forward all game long. And really by like the 75th minute, his stamina is like way, way down. However, I have scored some banger goals with him. So overall, still very happy with his performance. Love him in the squad. Anyway, he also soft link for Hernandez there. So that is all working in my squad. So I'm pretty happy with that. The big glaring weakness for me is my midfield. Like my CDM right now is a huge dry spot. I mentioned I have the Festival of Foot Verratti that I got untradeable. He's fantastic. But I've been using like Eriksen and Gold's Barella as like kind of like my midfield duo. And I'm in this transition point now where
Gold Barella. Okay.
So 80 rated Barella.
And obviously you started too late. So not the elite, awesome objective card that like a lot of us have seen. Just straight up gold, 80 rated. I think
this is a June 10th RTG, not a June 4th RTG. So I missed them by like a very small window.
I know all of that. It's still, took me for a second.
Yeah, it's very sad. And so he sucks. And I'm now at a place where it's like, all right, I need to bench Eriksen. I'm going to bring in Yilmaz, the team of the season card, because he's super cheap. And I think I can buy him probably tonight. And then I'm just going to start like a shitty PSG player, like a gold Rafinha, to get all my Kim to work. And then just take him out as a minute one sub. And I am ecstatic that these new season objective players at level 15, there's a Merrick Hampshire card. And there's the Mexico CDM. He's 89 rated Alvarez. He looks awesome. I'm really torn between those two guys. Either one of them would be a phenomenal minute one sub for me to play in the midfield. Hamshik is a 4-star skill, 5-star weak foot player. Alvarez, I think, is 3-star, 4-star. So you definitely lose a little bit there, but his overall stats in game, like his faster, better defending, like he would be a better proper CDM. He's medium high work rates. I feel like Alvarez is probably the better call for like playing a true CDM role. I just think I have such an obsession with 5-star weak foot that I'm so tempted to go after Hamshik. Plus he has that cool hair, at least in earlier versions of his card, where he's got like the little mohawk thing going on. So I don't know what his in-game looks like, but anyway, any thoughts on level 15 card?
I'm not going to lie. I don't give a shit about them.
This is the first time ever that we could talk about level 15 cards. When do they ever matter? They still don't matter, but.
The roles were reversed like 2-3 months ago that I cared about them a little bit. And thought there were some cool, interesting bench subs or something back in the day. You know, and I actually grinded out to get to level 30 Lodi just in case some reason I pack Militao and decide, oh, I want to go five at the back La Liga. But I don't know. I mean, yes, if you are starting a new squad, Hamsik looks awesome. Alvarez, I'm pretty sure, is great. You know, this Hamsik card actually reminds me of back in the day. I think it was, must have been FIFA 18 when we had player league SBC players and we had KDB and Griezmann and I believe Hamsik, Slovakian. I don't know anyone from Slovakia, so I don't know how to pronounce his name, which is a, you know, theme of this podcast. You guys text me or message me all the time that I don't know how to pronounce people's names. I'm from Atlanta. Don't care. Hamsik. He was awesome back in FIFA 18. This card looks like they basically like did a flashback of that card. So yeah, he looks great. Alvarez, I want to push you away from him a little bit and towards Hamsik. He has some like really bad stats. Like okay. I just pulled him up while we were talking. Like his curve is 52. So he can't be like, he has 95 short and long passing, but he can't. Like this game is all about like the auto pass around your player stuff, like the AI doing it for you. But with 50 curve, that's a bronze. That's a bronze level curve. He can't get the ball around players. So it's just gonna hit him right at him. So just a thought. He's basically a center back for you, or maybe a, you know, winger. He looks like on footbend with no Kim style play. He's a 91 left back or right back if you need him as a sub for, you know, you said Peace Jack needs a breather. So maybe Alvarez is a good sub there. Well, but otherwise he is not a midfielder.
Yeah, I think we're trying to get rid of Gold Barella. And so that's a starter for me right now. And so I think Hamsik, I've been looking for a reason to talk myself into Hamsik. And so I think
I hear you.
Curve is not a stat that I have particularly been focused on in the past. But really all I want is the hairstyle and 5-star weak foot. I feel like I'm getting like a Swedish league impossible to link Renato Sanchez that I can just use as a sub, and I think I'm going to take it. So there we go.
So I have a starter for you. He is currently on PlayStation 73K, and I think he's going to drop.
All right, who are we talking about?
His name is Neymar da Silva Santos Jr. Neymar, the best gold card in the game, is 73,000 on PlayStation, 65,000 on Xbox. You need to be starting him. And yeah, you should. I know you don't have the coins yet for him. That needs to be your target. That card is worth it, right? That is a game changer for you, better than any level 15 player. The market has crashed so much, that should be your target. And obviously you can get them in because of the PSG links.
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously right. And I'm sure Yilmaz and Yaziki, the little Turkish duo, neither of those guys are probably as good as Gold Neymar. I don't know why I've been avoiding it, but
you can keep them all, right? Why? I mean,
yeah, totally.
I mean, Yaziki can play freaking midfield. He's got 63 defense. He's
All right.
You've got 11 strikers here. Just go all out. Whatever.
Totally. Yeah, we'll see what works out. But you're right. And how crazy is it that Neymar is freaking under 70,000 coins? Like, this is wild.
It is totally wild. Good job, EA, because that's how it should be at this point in the game, right? Like, anyone who wants Neymar should be able to get him. Anyone who wants any gold card should be able to get them at this point. So yeah. Good job, EA.
And I don't know if you've looked at level 30 cards. I feel like I'm harping way too much on these because I'm on a new squad.
But
look outrageous. They're so good. The Ling Lei card looks incredible. Like, I feel like these are the best cards they've ever dropped in a season. And
They're definitely the best season objectives cards they have dropped.
Yeah,
I have looked at them, definitely ever. But they're great for your type of squad. And you're not alone. There's a ton of people with new accounts. There's a ton of people who just have EA Play who are doing news on Xbox who are have new accounts, just got the game. But I mean, these aren't, we just said it, you know, none of these cards are better than Neymar or Mbappe, who are 70,000 coin cards. So they're great additions to your squad.
Yeah.
6 weeks from now. But
yeah,
six
exactly.
Weeks from now,
it's going to be end of July before they come in. And if I'm still playing on this new account, by the end of July, I guarantee I won't be caring about my 92 rated Ling Lei. So fair point.
He would fit your squad perfectly. He'd be great today. But it's level 30. Like, you got to get 100,000 XP to get there.
Yeah.
So it is... Oh man, it's just, sorry to cut you off here, but it is my problem every single time with these objective cards is EA makes the card right for today, but there's no way to get that card for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And so it's behind the power curve every single time. So it just ends up being fodder.
Yeah, totally. And I think for the first time ever, I'm actually interested in a level 15 card, and it required me to start a account 10 days ago. So hey, at least it's working, and I'm excited this time. So, onwards. We also got
a lot of SBCs. SBCs today.
Yeah, what other SBCs do you want to talk about?
Well, you mentioned the upgrade packs. We can just talk about them quickly. Did you tweet this? Did you just send it to me? Did you text me this? You asked, like, basically, are these the worst upgrade packs of all time?
Yes.
The 82 plus player pick, great idea. It's actually what I thought we were going to get. I did not think it was going to require an 81 rating, and I certainly didn't think it was going to require 70 Kim.
70 so, Kim! What the fuck? That's insane.
So even though prices are completely through the floor, it's still 15, 18K or so to do this for an 82 plus player pick. I've done a few. You've done a few. No, none of us have packed greens from them, because they're terrible. I actually did one. I think I've done four. One of them was three 82 rated goalkeepers, which is the perfect summary of what this thing is. It's just so shitty for so expensive of a return. Like, who cares really, right? It's end of the year. You're gunning for whatever upgrade, but this is terrible value. And this would be the worst upgrade pack ever, except 81 through 87 came out today, which... no green cards are in there. Neymar's not in there. Mbappe's not in there. Ronaldo's not in there. Best you can get is, I guess, Aubameyang or someone like that. There's no special cards. It requires 6 gold commons and 4 gold rares to get a, what, 15K card? 18K card? Like, that is the worst upgrade pack. It has 5 player. It's a player pick. It has 5 options. But getting... the single best option every time is basically what's required for it to be a worthwhile SBC.
Yeah.
These are so fucking bad. Did EA screw up? Like, no. Is this a screw up? What is this?
I'm going to give EA the benefit of the doubt. This is like a baseline test to be like, how fucking addicted are people to SBCs? Like, what's like the run rate for, like, no matter how bad of an SBC we put out, like, what percentage of people complete them? And so
addicted, crazy addicted. I have done 4, 5, 6 of the 82 plus, even though they're horrible.
Yeah, I know they're horrible. I also did 4. I got Allison in 1, which should be amazing, but he's like a 33,000 coin card. And I did 3 others, and I got an 82, an 83, and an 84. And it's like, okay, that's clearly overall a huge L, like in a total waste of fodder. And I used to use my squad battle rewards cards that were actually tradable. I mean, it's just, I think they're just testing us. Like, how dumb are these people that are in our community? And the answer is really dumb. We're super gullible, very manipulatable. And that's not a word. But this is just like, okay, this is really bad value. And still, look, 58% of our community still goes and completes at least one of these SBCs. And probably 10% of people complete a lot of them. And they're like, well, let's just keep doing it. Let's keep screwing people over. And that's like, that's all I can think of is like, they're just trying to figure out like, how dumb are we? And the answer is very dumb.
Yeah, that's probably right. Since we recorded last Monday, there's been a number of SBCs that come out. There's a lot. We had the Path to Glory upgrade. I assume we'll get a Path to Glory Team 2 upgrade. I will do that. That's great. I'm willing to take that shot every time. We had Grealish, Iniesta, Belgium national player, which was Batshuayi, Netherlands nation player, which was Hedebor. I think that's it for players since we last recorded. I don't want to talk about any of them. I don't think you do. They're, you know, fine. Yeah, Grealish is comically overpriced to me. Like, I know you guys think it's coming home. It's not. You guys aren't that good. And he's a 91 rated card before that.
You just got our show canceled in England. Thanks.
Oh, please bring the hate, because I will happily say the reason is because Gareth Southgate dropped your best set piece player in a type of mode that requires you to have good set piece players. And in fact, you're missing your best too, because Trent's not there either. So yeah, not pro England. Go Belgium. That's
fair. Yeah, go Belgium.
Belgium, we're
all
glory.
In on Belgium, and then in the Copa, we're all in on Brazil.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm actually all in on Venezuela. I think we talked
about
that
right.
Before.
Yes.
But that's not going to happen. So just skipping past those. Oh, sorry. The more important one, I wanted to circle back to this. Sweden nation players. This is really cool because there's not really any Swedish players because EA hates Ibra. Ibra hates EA. So there's no other real good Swedish players except Kulusevski, who is not. I love that future stars card. He's not at the curve right now. He's playable. So they added some cards. So they had a trio of them that you could kind of like merge together in some like little weak link stuff. I love this idea. They're cheap. Eliasson is 70K right now. That's awesome. I'm going to go do that card. Like, he just looks, you know, Lindelof is actually a really good center back. Forsberg looks fun if you're trying to use a Bundesliga squad. So I love this idea. I'm kind of wanting to see if like maybe tomorrow we get another nation. What do you think about the Sweden nation players before we move on to the big content that dropped today?
The concept is incredible. I absolutely love it. It doesn't personally work for either versions of this, like my main team where I have a really insane squad, like the cards aren't good enough to fit in there. And then the SBCs are a little expensive for where my new squad is. Even Eliasson, it's like, I don't want to put 70K into a card that I think he has like 3-star weak foot. And I was like, I don't really want to go that route right now. But for people who've been playing this game, if anyone is a Sweden fan and it's like, oh my God, these are like three elite players that I can add into my team. Like, I think that's fantastic. Like, the concept is great. I think the costs are totally fair. And for anyone that's interested in them, like, by all means, like, go get those cards. And if you want the whole trio, I think you get an extra reward for completing the whole set. Like, that's cool. I think they knocked it out of the park. I think they'll probably do this again with another one of the off nations that doesn't have a ton of cards out there.
That's what I want to ask you. What nations are out there that are off nations that don't have cards? And obviously these aren't PTG cards, so they don't, you know, it's not upgradable, so they can pick anybody. You don't need to be worried about that. Do you have any ideas?
I mean, Slovakia is definitely the nation that really comes to mind for me as I think about trying to link Mary Comchick. No, I'm just kidding.
I was actually thought you were being serious. I was like, who the fuck are you gonna put? I don't even know any Slovakian players outside
of Comchick. The real one, I think an interesting play would be like Switzerland. Like, Switzerland has a couple of key players that people like. Isn't Zakaria the CDM? Isn't he a Swiss player? He
sure is.
Yeah,
he's obviously not going to be in there, but other people could be.
Some other players that get huge boost that people might try to use to link him in. And clearly Switzerland is not a nation that people currently are using to link cards in. I think that would add more diversity. And I think there's a lot of those types of nations where EA could pick to play around with and make this more fun. I think it's an awesome concept. I love it. I would love to see more. Like, so far we've only had Sweden. This promo has been going on for what, 9 days right now. I would love to just kind of keep up the pace. Like, let's go. Let's drop another one. Let's drop another. Like,
absolutely.
Try out a few more of these, and maybe some of them will be duds. Maybe some of them will be bangers. But like, let's go. Let's see it.
So, and maybe what we're essentially doing here on the fly is adding a Andrew speculates about content that's going to come out. I have looked at this a little bit and have some thoughts.
Let's hear
spoiler
it.
Spoiler alert. A lot of these might be Southampton based. So the first one, Wales. I think it'd be really interesting if we got Wales, because I think most of these would have to be strong links in the Premier League. So obviously the headliner would have to be Gareth Bale if he came out, right? He would have to be the Lindelof, but even better. I know he had a special SBC before, but who cares? It's Gareth Bale. Everyone loves him. Make him awesome. Daniel James, we all remember his academy card from last year. That'd be awesome. Oh,
God bless that card.
Plenty of other Welsh cards out there. Mbadu, Ramsey, Harry Wilson, Joe Allen, Ben Davies, Chris Gunter. Plenty of options out there for Wales. You mentioned the Swiss. They're on my list. Austria. I think we have Lazaro in our squads.
Could we get a 800K Sabitzer SBC? I feel like that would be something very...
Another one? You want another special? Lanier, Stefan, you know, Lanier, I think is how you actually say it. The defender. I think he'd be good. Hinteregger would be cool.
Yeah, that Lanier card, his 82 gold is like fucking unbelievable.
One of the best value gold. I think it's like everyone should be in everyone's starter squad. Yep. So there's some interesting Austrians. Scotland. Let's just do perfect links of Che Adams and Stuart Armstrong. I am completely worried that people are going to realize that Stuart Armstrong is actually elite and someone's going to steal him from Southampton because he's really good. But of course, for the rest of you, probably someone like Andy Robertson, you think of more highly than that, or Kieran Tierney. You know, those are great cards. Ryan Christie, I think, you know, been in squads before. John McGinn, James Forrest would probably have 99 pace, so he's pretty exciting.
Dude, you're getting me excited. I think Scotland would be amazing.
Yeah, Scotland would be super fun. And then the last one, probably not going to happen, because I don't know how they do it without this guy, but Poland would be interesting to me, but only if they found a way to give me like a 99 Lewandowski. That's probably not true. You know, you could have Bednarek, Lick, Zielinski is actually a really good option here.
Yeah, they'd have Linetti. To get Zielinski one. And Zielinski is actually one of those cards that always plays way better than his stats. Like, he's another very, very good starter squad player and contributor. I like him a lot.
And actually, the reason I forgot, the reason I opened Poland is because they have Woj, Chesney, who we really need a good goalie SBC. And so he'd be an interesting goalie to add because his even gold card is fantastic.
Yeah,
so,
even Sommer for Switzerland.
Oh, Sommer. Oh, man. Sommer was so good today for the Swiss. He saved so many shots. So, yeah, Switzerland. Great, great shout.
I really love your future telling predictions. Last week, you were spot on. So we'll see what happens.
Close. I got some right. Some of the most obvious choices right. So we also got some SBCs today. Some more SBCs today. Icon SBCs. I've been complaining. We've talked about this for weeks now that I completed Cantona because I was waiting for elite icon SBCs to come out and they just never came out and they never came out and they never came out. Today, we got a couple of elite SBCs. We got Prime Moments Maradona and Prime Moments Henri. So obviously with Maradona, you had to submit one or two icons and then, you know, a couple of squads, right? Like that's the obvious thing. They told us some point in this year, you're going to have to submit an icon probably. That's why we did Nedved. That's why we did some other stuff. That's why we grinded out some icon packs and saved those icons. So obviously we've both done Maradona right now and he's amazing in our squads, right?
I wish that was true, Andrew, except there's an 850 fucking squad requirement to get Maradona done. That might be a slight overstatement on the number of squads you have to submit. But because they didn't require an icon, they literally make you spend 9 hours of building and submitting SBC squads and spending something like 3.2 million coins to get Maradona into your team. And so, no, I have not added Diego Maradona to my team. But I would have been interested had there been an icon requirement or two.
So the most that we've gotten, I think the most that we've gotten since before Maradona was Cantona, which required 14 squads, which I did in one day in one sitting, and it was exhausting to do. And doing three more of these insane packs, it's just crazy. Like, I know there's no other real way for EA to do it other than adding an icon, but just add a damn icon. Just add an icon requirement to like three of these packs.
Honestly, just put a thing packs. That says, hey, this is going to drain 500,000 coins from your account. Like,
just, yeah, absolutely.
Like, let me just do that. Like, I don't want to spend all this time building all these squads. Like, this is awful.
Yes, I truly wish every single one of these, there was an option that just said, spend X amount of coins instead. The problem is, I don't trust EA at all. Like, I'm looking at these things. The most expensive one he has right now is 300K. 300K on Xbox, 288K on PlayStation. EA would be like, do that. Either do that or pay us 400K now. It's like, fuck you, EA.
Right.
Like, I can just go buy the tradable card, but there could be a way to like blend fodder and paying coins, which would be nice, but they just haven't done it. Man, this is, I skipped over the other one. Henri, the prime moments Henri, he is actually clocking in at about 950, 960K.
And hold on, Andrew, before you, like, you used Prime Henri for forever. You got him in some pack, right?
Yeah, I got him in...
like a player pick or something?
Yeah, that one-time only icon SBC player pick, the mid or prime player pick, and I got Prime Henri. So I was like, that was a fantastic pull for me. Moments Henri looks... trillion times better than this card.
And so a million seems like a really good price, right? Like, that's like, yeah, he's under a million.
I think if you need a striker, if you need an icon striker, it just looks like a fair price. If you're weighing him or Cantona, I might do this over doing literally 2.5 times as much for Cantona, who's kind of the same player with 5-star skills. I love Cantona. I really love Cantona, but I'd probably save my coins. My only problem is, at this point in the game, I just spoke poetically about Joseph Martinez, who is 70,000 coins. Joseph Martinez is significantly better than this Henri card. So if you need an icon, sure. And if you have all the fodder in the world, do it. So it's, you know, it's a fairly priced icon. But otherwise, it's kind of like the pricing to me feels relatively outdated.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think... actually, I'm recalling Simon said it best, Simon Stewart, our friend. He made a tweet today about just how overpriced all icons really are right now. And I totally agree. I think literally EA has made the supply of icons so restricted, at least on the good ones, that they're just so unattainable that their prices have just way gone above and beyond of where the market really is in terms of the quality of player that you can get. And you just said, if you need an icon striker, Henri would be a great card to add into your squad. But it's like, I bet for a million coins, you could go build an entire squad of some nation or league that has Tots and Festival of Foot cards, and it would be better than what you could get with a million coins for Henri and a little bit of chump change.
I bet you can build an entire PSG squad that would be better.
Yeah, totally. Like, if Neymar and Mbappe are only going to set you back like 150K, like, you're really off to the races on being able to build stuff around them. So really, these icon prices are insane. I think EA is just missing the mark with how icons should be handled in the game. Even not including an icon requirement in Maradona, like, they know that literally everyone who's playing the game has an icon that they don't want in their club. Like, everyone's been doing all these player picks or whatever over time and has some dead icon in their club that they would love to throw into an SBC, but people hang on to them in the case of a requirement, because in the past, EA has given you like a 100K pack back for that icon requirement. So not only are you like submitting an icon that, you know, theoretically has like 200K value into the new icon that you're grinding your SBC for, but you also get like a really good pack reward back. And so that has added this level of excitement that's led to a lot of people keeping all these shitty icons that they have instead of submitting them into SBCs just for their overall card rating value. And EA, of course, know that. They gave us the very ambiguous outline at the beginning of the year of like, we may require icons at some point, but we may not. And it's like obviously super not helpful. And they obviously didn't know what they were doing. Like the reason they're not clear is because they haven't figured out a strategy. We're now, what, 7-8 months into this game cycle. And it seems like their strategy is like, actually, we've decided we're not going to have icon requirements. Like if we're at this stage and they've not put it out there, it leads me to believe that it's not coming. But we also haven't gotten like the best icons. Like Maradona is a good card, but I mean, he's not an elite card. Like no pros are out there running Diego Maradona in their squad. Like he's got flaws. He's always had stamina issues. He's got, I think, a 3-star weak foot. So he's super dependent on the left foot. If you can make those things work, sure, he's fine, but he's just not like the best type of card. And so I'm just going to keep hanging on to like the 8 icons that I have in my main team squad in hopes that eventually they drop like a top tier card and I can throw them all into there. But it's really annoying that we're like heading into the end of June and we're just like not seeing it. Like, I don't understand like why we're not getting those better tier cards. Like, why do they only drop 2 cards? Like, why do we only get Henry and Maradona? Like, why not drop 6 cards today? There's so many choices for them. I would love for them to let us start throwing these icons into SBCs and get some rewards back for them for hanging on to them for so long. I just find it a little bit frustrating.
I couldn't agree more. It's a bit ridiculous. It's a bit like curmudgeonly because we're past team of the season. Like we are in the last stages of a game that's going to completely restart. I just sent you a message. I just, while we were talking about this, built a 1.1 million League on 11-man squad that I'm pretty sure is better than Henri. You know, it's mostly team of the season or green cards and then gold Neymar and Mbappe. And I have future stars Kamavinga, who was basically a team of the season card. Elite squad, I'm pretty sure I could win, you know, 14 or 17 games in weekend league with the squad.
Yeah, I just pulled it up and so, you're right, it looks incredible. So
like it's just completely fine. Like, you know, like just so for I could either get a 14, 7, you know, gold 2, gold 1, gold 3, whatever level weekend league squad, or Henri, who was good, very good, but not maybe just I don't know. I'd probably rather have gold Mbappe.
Totally. It's like this is for Arsenal fans, and like that's pretty much it.
Yeah. I mean, and I love Henri. It's just, and it's probably not a terrible price. Like Maradona is a terrible price. Henri is probably fair price. Like, I guess if we had Maradona, it was a fair price, and another one that came out, like, I don't know, Maldini or Carlos or someone else who came out, and they were also fair price. But like, all right, this is boring. But I just don't get it. Like, we're at the end. Why not give me access to cards that are good? I just don't get, like, what do they think they're holding on to? Are people really spending money on FIFA points? Or do you want to, like, keep me happy with the game?
Totally. And, like, why is Lothar Matthäus not, like, why did Essien expire, right? Like, you can't even get Essien anymore. You have to get Xavi. Like,
I miss that. That's insane. Like, that used to be a thing, right? It used to be you could grind these cards forever. I think the expiration obviously is based on kind of forcing people to do things and like make FOMO decisions and stuff. But that's insane to me. Like, you can't decide, oh, you dropped Essien and that's the card I want. So every time I get a duplicate, that's where it's going.
Right. And it's like, I'm starting a new team. Essien's already expired. I don't want Xavi. There's literally no icon midfielder that I can go get to play kind of a defensive position. Like, it's just like, the card's not even out there.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I don't get it. It's just one of those things where EA doesn't care about the user base, and they have looked at their analytics and all those type of things that we talked about before, and they're making decisions that aren't necessarily user friendly. They're bottom line friendly, or they're, you know, quote user interaction, like number of hours spent on the game friendly, and, you know, just not intended to make FIFA podcasters happy.
Yeah. This is like also making me wonder, like, maybe they want players to have less reliance on icons. Like, maybe they spend too much money buying the rights to use these icons, and they're like, this kind of sucks. We'd rather you just use people that are in main leagues so that we don't have to keep paying for the rights to these icons. And like, maybe stop. They're trying to phase it out. Like, it's like, all right, fine. Like, then stop making Kim so important. Like,
get rid of Kim. Don't give me 50 icons. Each of them have one. There shouldn't be four icon versions of each of these cards. There should be two, and they should be available all year long. And they should be more normal. NHL actually has two versions of icons, which is completely different because the NHL has a Players Association, Major League Baseball has a Players Association, so it worked completely different. But you probably don't know this. I don't remember if I ever told you this. NHL, you just get icons in packs all the time. They're just shitty cards. They're just no different than any other gold card. You'll just get, it's just because they need to like boost, you know, it doesn't have 3 trillion leagues like FIFA does. So you have to like, so that you're not packing the same 50 cards every single time. You have to have these like icons who are like 75 rated, 80 rated, right, all the time.
You get the Steven Gerrard version that slips and Demba Ba goes past them. And it's like, oh, that's a shitty 76 rated Steven Gerrard. Cause he cost them the league that day.
Yeah.
Instead of all of his other major contributions, which is what we get.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, I mean, you certainly remember like Torres or, you know, all these cards that like died at MLS at some point. Obviously Gerrard, you mentioned Gerrard, it's a great card. Like all these type of random cards, they would just have their gold card would just basically stay in packs.
Totally. That's great.
And that would be a way to get the icons in there. And quite frankly, it's not less usable than the base icons. But obviously those games don't depend on Kim the way Foot does. So it's just, it's silly. I don't want that many icons in the game, but I think I agree with you. Maybe this is something for a longer discussion some point over the summer. I do agree with you. I don't think icons are that important this year. I don't think people are using them nearly as much as they used to. I think about FIFA 18 or 19. Obviously, there were better, certainly in FIFA 18, but in 19 too, there were better SBCs, so people were able to grind them out longer. I don't think people use icons nearly as much as they do. I feel like I have Cantona and Essien, and I am almost always the person with the most icons in my team.
Absolutely same. Like on my main squad, I have the same two icons in Essien and Cantona. And literally, like I can't even think of like who's the most common icon that I come across. And when you think back to like what 3-4 years ago when icon SBCs were introduced, like literally everyone had Rui Costa, then everyone had Del Piero, and then everyone eventually had Vieira and Hullet. And then Eusebio the year after, like there was like a huge like trend, like people generally followed those same things. And this year, I think because one, EA has not released like the icons that we actually want and are really interested in getting.
And they're super expensive. And they're super expensive.
So
right?
expensive.
Like, if you're talking about FIFA 19, where you know Hullet was 6 million coins and now he's 15 or whatever he is right now, I obviously don't even track him because he's just so out of my price range. So
but like in my entirety of FIFA 21, I think I have faced a version of Hullet maybe 10-15 times. Like it's like super rare over the entirety of the season, and I used to face him almost every game. And so that obviously is a different strategy, and EA have been trying to like keep that from happening. And I don't hate it, but I do think you get to a point in time where it's like, if that's what people want, you should let them achieve it. And so, like, just release the fucking SBC and let people go build those teams.
How many times have you faced one of Gold, Mbappe, Varane, or Mendy?
I mean, every game. So, like, it's like not...
So it's not like there is diversity in squad building necessarily. It's just different
players. Right. We've traded down to Gold French players.
It's certainly different. I'd say it's certainly still a little different. Like FIFA 19, where I literally had a full icon squad, like all 17 members of my squad were icons because by the end of it, I had grinded so many SBCs. I had an untradeable 17-man icon squad. There were obviously a lot of them were cheap. Like I had Van Bastion and those type of cards. And then I had done some, I think there were icon swaps or there were icon SBCs or something. So I had some of those shitty cards too.
Yeah, but who were the top end?
Well, Eusebio, okay. Vieira, Hullet. I mean, I had the best squad. This was the only year I've actually gone in full ass trading and had 50 million easy and had a $7 million Neymar card on my bench. Like it was comically good. But my point is, it was also a super easy year to have icons. And I like that in the fact that if you're going to have Kim style, you should make it easy to get other players than you want. For example, Joseph Martinez, I'm going to say him repeatedly. If everyone had two icons that you could icon block this card in, he would be in every squad. Because he's that good. He's better than Gold Neymar. He's better than Gold Mbappe. I know those cards are broken. He's better than them. And he's the same price.
Yeah. I mean, based on this conversation, he obviously won't fit into my starting lineup, but I'm very intrigued in adding him as my first sub. So thank you. I will look to do that.
Our friend, another friend named John, Talking Foot John. I'm going to double check it to make sure that's the right John, but I'm 99% certain that's right. He also bought Martinez and said that he is incredible.
All right, so it's been seconded. While we're talking about icons, real quick, icon swaps, whatever, three, part two, whatever, something's about to drop on tomorrow. Are you going to do it? Are you still interested? We've talked about it a long time ago. Is it anything that you care about going forward?
Oy, I don't know. I think so. What I didn't do is I did not complete the league on one. So I have not maximized my available icon swap tokens. So I only have two instead of three left over. And so that does limit me that I now don't have that like double slot machine pull. I think I am. I'm a little. I was looking at today. Let me back up here. Yes, I'm going to do some of these icon swaps, but how many of them is really the question for me? How much am I going to grind for something where most likely I'm going to get 100 to 200K card? I don't know. So, do my options, and I'm sure this is most people's options, or do I do like a 92 plus? Icon moments card that's limited to attacker or midfielder, which is actually, it seems like it's a good idea. And we talked about it a month ago, 6 weeks ago, that, oh, I really am only shooting for the attackers or midfielders. But at the same time, getting 100K attacker sucks. Getting a 400K Zambrada maybe gives you flexibility down the road to add in your, you know, Florenzi, those type of cards. Barati, those type of cards, it kind of gives you a flexibility, and it's also a completely good and capable of playing right now card. So it's kind of frustrating that those cards are out. I'm not doing anything that's a prime. So it's moments or bust. I just have to make a decision. Do I grind out all the way to the 10 tokens, which give me, I don't even remember what it is. It's like maybe a player pick, I think it's an icon moments player pick. Or do I do five and just get a regular one? We'll see. I think it probably depends for me personally on how onerous they are. If I can get it all and done in like one day with squad battles, I might just get the, you know, something pretty small. And if I have to go buy players, I don't have the players in my squad because they do something that's like, oh, hey, score a goal with every player in the Americas. No, I'm just not going to do it.
Yeah, totally. I was just taking a quick look at, like, I think I'm like 4 weeks ago when we were talking about icon swaps, I was like all in of like, oh, I'm going to play on my main team. Like, I didn't even have a new team. So like that was the team. I was like, I'm going to get all these tokens. I'm going to do the 92 plus player pick attacker. And I was super excited for it. So it's like, oh, this is my best shot to get an R9 or a Eusebio moments card. And then I was like, I don't care about this anymore. And I wasted away some of the tokens doing all the pack chasing for TOTS cards. And now I don't even use that account. So now I'm on this new account where I didn't start in time to actually be able to collect all the tokens. I did get like 5 tokens done since I started. And so I was able to open a few of the pack cards. You know, I mentioned I got a Verratti and Hazard. So I've added some Festival of Foot cards that's made my team fun and exciting. And I actually, it's like, oh, like, well, there's a Bastian Schweinsteiger, there's a Stoichkov. It's like, those would be huge upgrades for my team. Schweinsteiger in particular would kind of solve this whole, like, oh, what midfielder? But he's a 77 pace card. Like, that's certainly not elite kind of midfield pace when you're trying to chase around team of the season Mbappe cards. I don't know. Like, I really haven't figured it out. I'll probably go for some tokens because I think these friendlies are generally pretty easy and pretty fun to actually play, but I don't know. I'm not that excited. Like, the entire icon treatment from EA during this cycle of foot, I would say, is overall the most disappointing aspect of player card content that they've released. The promos and league cards are really just where it's at. And I think I'd probably just have more fun if I just went all in on one league. Like, if I just went French league and just built around that, I'd probably have more fun with my squad. And I think I'm just kind of unsure of which way to go. But for me, icon swaps is something that's worth doing and paying attention to. But it's, I'd say overall, it's a letdown. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 3. Like, it helps you improve and add stuff. But really, we're just doing it for mostly the packs. Like, the packs are like a 10 of 10. And then literally everything else about it is like a 1 of 10.
Agree. Couldn't agree more. That is spot on. Do you have any packs left? Presumably you do for your June 10th account.
Yeah, I have the 83 times 25, which is only 2 tokens. I currently have 1 token. So I have to wait for the new drop tomorrow. And I may just rip it. Like, as soon as I get my first token, I may go and do that during Festival of Foot, or I may hold it. Like, I'm undecided. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, do it. Cause what we don't know is whether there will be a PTG round 3. I kind of assume there won't. I guess maybe it's going to be like a team of the group stage or something coming out on Friday.
Like, four years ago, they did like a team of the tournament. So, like, the best players from the tournament, like, it could happen. There might be a better squad. I mentioned I like squad one more than squad two. So, I mean, hang on.
Is team of the group stage, whatever, going to be better in team two? Because team two is something where EA has picked cards like Militao and whoever that we all know are meta.
Good point. Whereas
it's just kind of like team of the week, where it's like down to, oh, who actually played well. And quite frankly, despite watching almost every single match of Euros, I couldn't tell you who would get into a 11 or 15 or 17 man team of the group stage. And I have not watched a single second of Copa, so I couldn't tell you anything about that.
Yeah, that's a really fair point. I can think of a few, like Gosens for Germany was like a stud in their game against Portugal the other day. Like, he could probably get in. You just mentioned Sommer was pretty good for Switzerland. I don't really want either of those cards, so I think that makes your point. Like, the guys
I should say the best player in the tournament, the strikingly clearly best player in the world, that's not true, but like, who is standing out for me in this tournament is Mr. Kylian Mbappe. I'd be shocked if he didn't get a team of the group stage card, because he has been overwhelmingly elite.
What a fucking great player he is. He had a cross into him that he first timed that he missed. But the fact that he even connected with the shot just blew my mind. Like, he's so fucking talented and so good. I think you're right. I think Dumfries from the Netherlands team, he's already scored a couple goals. Dumfries. He totally could get one. It'd be like a 98 rated Dumfries would be out of this world. That'd be super exciting. I don't know. We'll think about it. I haven't decided what I want to do with these tokens. I think I'm in a stage where I'm just going to collect and we'll see what happens. Andrew, I feel like we've been talking a lot this episode, a little bit of rambling, but it's been super fun. Is there anything else you want to cover on this episode?
Yes, I do want to clarify who was the other friend on Twitter who was talking about Joseph Martinez. It was Nick, who is at Two Footed. TwoFuted. I want to give him a full shout out on our little podcast because I got the wrong person and he was another person who was all in on the Joseph Martinez as a super, super duper star.
I actually really love following his Twitter account. He's super fun. He plays a lot of weekend league. He's super streaky. Like he'll win like 5-6 games in a row and then drop 5-6 games in a row, but then still somehow clutch like gold two. Like watching his emotional state over every weekend, I think it's really actually entertaining, but he's able to usually clutch up and still do it. And I think that's like really fun. So he's a really good Twitter account. So everyone check him out.
Agreed. You kind of nailed it. He has a really good squad. I actually suspect he's probably a really good FIFA player. I've never played against him or watched him play. I kind of suspect he probably falls victim to what a lot of us do, which is he probably falls victim to streakiness and connection stuff and tries to play through it, which is always frustrating because I know he goes on like 10 win runs and it's just like, oh, great. So anyways, he's a great follow. Certainly reach out, Nick, if you ever want to like reach out to us. We certainly want to chat with you more, so that'd be great. That's it for me. I'm looking forward to kind of what's going on. I'm going to be watching the Euros every day. We've got some big upgrades coming. Belgium's up for 3 wins. I'm sure there's other cards. Obviously the Copa cards are all kind of going to have a couple of games this week, so there's several. Brazil, Argentina, I think Paraguay and Colombia all might have a shot before the next time we record to get upgraded. So that'd be awesome. So I'm looking forward to all of that. I'm just kind of generally looking forward to seeing where this game goes, objectives. I'm probably going to do the icon swaps this week, at least some of them to get things done. So kind of, just generally like I'm okay with FIFA right now. Gameplay is not great. It is certainly trash game and the servers are really bad, but I've at this point just somewhat accepted how bad they are and am enjoying the content, and hopefully we get some cool like triple nation SBC again.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the P2G teams have been really fun. Tying it to the Euros has been awesome because watching the Euros is really entertaining, and even if you just pack any of these cards that has even a slight chance at progressing, I think it just makes it more fun. And so I love the live items that are tied to real world football. Huge fan of that. And go Belgium. Andrew.
Oh, Belgium.
Andrew, where can people find you if they want to stay in touch?
I am at foot_AST. I am not really streaming any on Twitch. I might tonight. We'll see how I'm feeling. But generally, that's where you can find me on Twitter. DMs are open, so I'd love to talk to you guys. What about you, Tyler, and what about our podcast?
You can find me. I'm at Pace of a Tortoise, and you can find this podcast at foot_FIX. And with that, I'd like to say thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been your weekly hit of the Foot Fix.